since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for which long I have sought, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wanderings and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
And we want to welcome you to our time of worship. We hope that you'll enter in and that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. I know a lot of folks, including myself, have been dealing with some attacks in your physical well-being. And we just pray this morning that that there'll be a healing touch from the Lord. And I'm thankful to report that I'm feeling much, much better. And maybe it's just having a birthday tomorrow that I'll feel better when I'm 73 than I did when I was 72. But I praise the Lord for that and ask the Lord to bless each of you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your many, many blessings, which truly are innumerable. And so often, Lord, I know during hard times, I'm tempted to focus on the negative instead of counting the blessings. And thank you for the reminders in your word and the prompting of your spirit that causes us to look upward at the source of all of our blessings rather than to look around at the circumstances that attack us. And so this morning, we ask that you bless your people, that you are present, and we invite you to be present to give the blessing. May we be open to receiving it, Father. And we do give you praise and thanks today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
To the Lord, our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things, His love endures forever. Sing praise, with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Forever. Rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is God is with us forever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us forever. Forever. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, You have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, You have called me God Almighty, Lord of glory, You have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, You have called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. You call God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. You call me friend. You call me friend.
Thank you, Jesus. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. Wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. Amen. He is awesome.
Amen. You may be seated. I love that song, and I love that phrase, our God is an awesome God. And one of the things that I notice is that word awesome is thrown around pretty regularly. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. It always bothered me a little bit because I almost thought that term ought to be reserved for God alone. Because he is truly, truly awesome. Well, it is, as I said in the welcome this morning, good to see everybody. We obviously, during our time of construction with the new part open, and without the air conditioning system installed over there yet, it's a little warm in this building. And we were talking about that this morning. And I know that for some people, that's not good. And some people are rejoicing. Thank goodness it's not cold in here. So for the 50% that's happy, God bless you. And for the 50% who are a little warm, just keep fanning, okay? Things will get better. It will get better. Make a few announcements. I want to emphasize, we haven't had it in the bulletin every time, but in addition to many opportunities for service, one is another person to help with our sound system. And as the announcement says, if you have a gift in that area, would be interested in learning a little about that, well, Roger could certainly use relief. So we want to stir that gift along with other gifts where you might be able to serve the body. And so I just encourage you, if there's something that you would like to do or say there may be a need for that, just talk to one of the elders or to myself and say, hey, this is on my heart, and we'd love for you to be in your place of service. And notice it'll be here sooner than you think. The last Sunday of July, His Heart will be with us in concert, and we'll have a potluck following the service, and Wanda will be encouraging you and working on what we need and how we're going to make that happen. So keep that in mind. And then as time is flying by swiftly, next Sunday is our elders and deacons meeting at 5 o'clock. The 21st is our communion Sunday and also our ministry out at the Willows. I wanted also to mention about our building fund. And so I know Emmeline wants to share a little bit history. I will tell you this much, and then Kent, if you'll get a microphone over to Emmeline in advance, she can kind of tie a few things together about the building and monies. But in the last two or three weeks, with our fifth Sunday offering and then the memorial gifts that were given in the last 2 weeks, many of those, as you know, in fact, all of those were given in memory of Skeeter Reed, who, as I've told you, really did love this church. And he himself, before his death a few years ago, gave a sizable donation as seed money for this current building expansion. And now in the memorial gift following his death, the memorial gifts along with last Sunday's fifth Sunday offering, another $4,330 have gone into our building fund. So we rejoice. God has been very, very much blessing us. But Emmeline, who probably has more, is more historical than anyone here.
Careful.
I did say historical. She knows the history, but she had something about the history and this all tying together, and she asked me if she could share that, and I think it'd be really wonderful. So, Emily, if you'd share what you wanted to tell us about this history.
Okay. Well, for some of you who haven't been here from the beginning, we met in motels that had been a place of sin the night before, and we met in empty steakhouses. And we also were without a pastor for 3 years. So we had tithes and offerings of 3 years in a treasury, but it was not enough to start a building. I don't know at what point Dr. Moore and Paula gave the land for building, but Skeeter Reed's wife, a founding member of this church and the prayer group that went before, died at 49, and the memorials that came in memory of her life launched this building right here, and probably Lewis Darty saw, we have enough money to start the building. And so for that family to have such an important role in the funding of our building, I just thought it was interesting that maybe not everybody knew and would like to know.
Thank you, Emily. We have time for any other announcements this morning. Maybe we need to be brought up to date. Ruth?
It's not up to date necessarily, but we're needing a little extra help in Children's Church as far as teaching. Brian's schedule has changed, and I personally would like at least one more person. It'd be nice if it was a fella too. The kids need to hear from that end of the spectrum. So if you're interested, it's not every Sunday, and you get a lot of help, and you can have a lot of fun.
All right, so that just blends in with what I was saying. There are opportunities for service. That's another one. We can't function without folks who exercise their gifts, and sometimes people are a little reluctant, a little shy, but I want to tell you, there's a biblical principle. Almost every leader mentioned in the Bible was a reluctant leader. And God had to kind of pursue them to urge them to use the gifts that he had given them to fulfill the calling. So don't be, don't feel like that being reluctant disqualifies you. It may be the very qualification that God is continuing to hammer. So if you feel a little bit like, not out of guilt, but I could do this, and the Lord may be calling me. Those are areas. George.
Just let everyone know that our Bible study on Wednesday night is still going really well. A lot of people involved, a lot of good communication and involvement. But also we're working with a Sunday night prayer meeting, conjunction with the Bible study and prayer meeting. So if you want to interested in a prayer meeting, you want to come, and we're seeking God. We want more of the Lord in our lives, and we want more of the Lord's presence in our lives as well, and that's what we're praying and seeking God for. So if that perks your interest, come join us this evening at 6 o'clock, and we'll be here, and the Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you, George.
I just want to give a praise report. I shared it with a few people. My heart is just jumping with joy. Most of you know my father had a stroke back in March, and I got to take him to church this morning, and him and mom are over there, and I left a church full of very happy, smiling, and crying people just a little bit ago, and I'm going to sneak out in the middle because I got to go back and get them, but I just want to thank you all for your prayers, and we still got a long, long way to go. He still can't speak, and movement stuff is coming along slowly, but we're in still doing rehab, and we're just praying for the best, and we're making the best of it. We're all happy every day. So thank you all so much.
Thanks, Michael. Marty.
Thank you. For those who know Bert Kelly, a pastor from this area many years ago, living in Arkansas now. Spoke with him last night, and he has had knee trouble with both knees, but one knee in particular. And something odd has happened in that they don't know what it is, whether it's infection or something has set up in this knee and has moved through his whole body. And this pain has moved to his hips and his shoulders. It put him in a wheelchair for a while. The doctors right now are kind of scurrying, trying to figure out what it is they're dealing with. He's currently on prednisone, which has gotten him up out of the wheelchair and out of a lot of the pain. But we need to see a Lord's intervention in his situation.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Marty. Yes.
Okay. It is now. Lois has unbearable hip pain in her left hip, and she begs for prayer today. She cannot sit or stand.
Lois Watts, okay. Wanda, can't up here? Or?
I talked last week about my dad. Who will be 90 in November. He was at the doctor. We had a good report. They are not going to do surgery partly because of his age and other health issues, and have encouraged him to increase his physical activity, walking specifically, and they think that a combination of the medication that they hoped would take care of it and increased physical activity, which is difficult for a 90-year-old at best, will help. But it's something that we have been trying to encourage him anyway. So just pray that he will be able to maintain that and be disciplined to follow through with that. Several people from our church that I grew up in and neighbors and whatnot have come around him and said, I'll come walk with you 3 days a week, or that kind of thing. So, which is a real encouragement to him. My dad's a real people person, and so being isolated and alone all the time has been difficult for him. So I just want to tell y'all thank you very much for the prayers, that God is faithful.
Amen. Well, obviously, there's never any shortage in the need for prayer.
Just one more, Terry.
Mike.
Sorry.
That's fine.
My mom and dad have been on my mind. They've been on a prayer chain for years. And those of you who don't know, they're in California, where I grew up, same house I grew up in. My mom's 89, my dad's 93. He's barely able to get from the chair to the dining table. My mom just yesterday told me she's in a lot of pain, and I just feel like, sometimes I feel like if one toothpick gets knocked down, the whole house is going to come crashing down, because she cooks and cleans, and he really can't do anything. I think there's going to be a time real quickly in need for wisdom for them and for us as their kids, and just don't know what to do in that situation. Hard being 2,300 miles away.
Yes. Well, I'll repeat just everything that's shared, both in the way of prayer need and blessings, call our minds to our dependence on the Lord. And I know sometimes the onslaught of problems, and I was sharing, and I don't mind sharing with you all, I was sharing with the elders this morning, during this thing with my leg and this walking issue and all that, one day this week, I got really down. I mean, and you know how that goes, and especially if you're a melancholy personality like mine, it's easy to be down. And everything that happens just seems to mount up and be bigger than it really is. And it's easy to lose focus, and the problems become mountains that seem insurmountable. And it is then really and truly that we have to look to the promises of God. And we really do have to count our blessings instead of the circumstances around us. And I encourage you, because I know how easy that is to fall into what we call the pit, and things just get us down. So this morning, as we've heard all these prayer requests, but there have been blessings in the midst of it, let's just join together. I'm going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving for God's faithfulness, that everything that has been mentioned this morning will not be insurmountable. And this lady back here, who is welcome, and I do not know, but there's something on her heart, please share. All right. Have I met you before?
No.
What's your first name?
Brenda.
All right.
Brenda.
Well, it's good to have you. We never put folks on the spot, but I'm glad you felt comfortable enough to lift this.
Nursery, Casey.
Well, welcome. And we certainly will pray for your test.
Thank you.
This week, Brenda. It's nice when you don't have to put folks on the spot, but they just feel welcome enough, and we think that's the Spirit of the Lord, and we trust Him to meet that need. Will you join with me? Father, it's such a blessing to call you our Father. And how significant that when Jesus was asked to teach His disciples to pray, He said, begin by saying, Our Father. What a privilege to be called sons and daughters of Almighty God, the Creator of the universe. And so, Father, as we look to You this morning, we don't have to repeat everything that was said in this room, because You heard it. And even more than that, You already knew it. And so, Father, what we're coming to You about today is the need to claim Your promises, to count our blessings, to know that You are bigger than our problems. And You've promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And so, for those who are facing medical tests, we pray that You would bring good results, and we pray that You would give them peace
about those upcoming tests. Father, for everyone who was mentioned this morning, both in our church family or friends of our church family, we bring them before your throne of grace today. And we ask you, Father, to meet those needs according to your power to heal, your power to comfort, your power to give wisdom, your power to give direction, and your willingness to give us these things much more than we're often willing to ask. And so, Father, we commit them all into your hands. And, Father, I love that gospel song that reminds us that the God on the mountain, the God on our mountaintops, is still the same God in the valley. And that's why David said, Lord, though I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. Thank you, Father, that those words penned over 2,000 years ago are as true today as they were when David put them on the parchment that was preserved. So we thank you that whatever valley any of us is walking through, that you're walking with us. And you will comfort us, and you will strengthen us. And so we claim your promises. And Father, forgive us of our sins of various sorts. We confess that we sin. One of our sins is doubt and complaint. And so we confess all our sins before you and are thankful that in confession you are faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse and to give us a new and fresh start. And we thank you for that. And so we offer our prayer today. We agree together in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining with me in that prayer. Some birthdays. Today, Barbara Doak is celebrating her birthday. Is that right, Barbara? July 7th.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Barbara. And David Nash is having a birthday today. And tomorrow, I will have a birthday. And as I said, I'll be 73. And I think 73 is going to be better than 72. And happy anniversary on Thursday, July the 11th, to Mike and Kathy Matherly. Happy anniversary, Kathy. And dare I ask, I can ask anniversaries and not birth dates. 49. How old were you when you got married? 49, I'll leave that to you all. There's the math. You're doing well. Praise the Lord. Did I forget anything? All right. Well, it's good to see all of you this morning, and we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church and ask the worship team to come and lead us in a couple more songs of worship before the message this morning.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer. Blessed Lord, to thy
thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up like the steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Single bow that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Your grace finds me.
the saint and for the sinner. Enough for this whole wide world. Great grace, such grace. Oh, 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 oh. So I'm breathing in your grace, breathing out your praise, breathing in your grace. Forever I'll be breathing in your grace and breathing out your praise. I'm breathing in your grace. Forever I'll be breathing in your grace and breathing out your praise. I'm breathing in your grace. Forever I'll be.
Your